Ray Wiley Hubbard.
I pulled in the alley behind the liquor store. Turned out the lights, left the motor running, and opened up the door. I flashed a grin and said, "Well, Jack, this is gonna be a piece of cake. Later tonight, we'll head down to the last stand and split up the take." I was sitting there in the darkness, take a drink of wine, high and fast and loose, it's so right. But then I think of something I never realized. If I get shot tonight, I ain't never been baptized. Oh, Dallas after midnight. Dallas after midnight. Oh, Dallas after midnight. I came running back, blinded by sweat, blood, and tears. I said, "Jack, the cat had a gun. Let's get out of here." I didn't say nothing as we drove away. Kept asking myself, how'd I ever get so mean? I couldn't pray. Oh, Dallas after midnight. Oh, Dallas after midnight. Oh, Dallas after midnight. Now there ain't nothing I like better than driving on hard concrete. Steering wheel, and have a woman at my feet. And ever since I was a little kid, I was always rowdy and loud. Now here I am, 34, still running around with the wrong crowd. Such plans for when we got to Mexico. After a high speed chase, we got caught south of San Angelo. Well, the judge, he asked, "Why'd you want to go and rob a liquor store?" I said, "Well, Your Honor, it's hard to live in Dallas when you're white trash and poor." Whoa. After midnight, whoa, Dallas after midnight, whoa, Dallas after midnight, Dallas after midnight, whoa, Dallas after midnight, whoa, Dallas after midnight, whoa, Dallas after midnight.
Was a waitress, the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around down Main Street after midnight with a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a bear between her legs. She'd ride down to the river, meet with all her friends.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Sonny was a loner, bolder than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town and he sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny, and one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works. Some drunken out-of-towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his boom cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her pip jar, walked out of the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above them, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a port of Bombay gin.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the route with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. Cards were on the table when the law came busting in.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where the lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped out in the alley with a single shot 410.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They left the lawman dying and they made their getaway. Got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as taillights disappeared around the bend.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
There's a main street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the main street in her new Mercedes-Benz.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
That's the Highwaymen, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Johnny Cash. The Road Goes On Forever, that's the name of the song, and that's also the name of the record that they put out back in 1995. And that song was written by Robert Earl Keen and Ray Wiley Hubbard. He was joined by Jack Ingram. Dallas After Midnight from Ray Wiley's wonderful 2005 record, Delirium Tremolos. Well, we just heard a song that Robert Earl Keen wrote. We'll hear one now that he wrote and sings. It's called Dreadful Selfish Crime.
Seems like yesterday I was here, dreaming my life away and drinking beer, staying up till dawn, strumming on guitars. Sleeping all day long, just like a big rock star. Barely living on money from tip jars. I had a little place just up the block. Had me a French girlfriend, I love the way she talked. We spent an afternoon watching the TV. Finding things to do that we could do for free. We split up, she said, don't do enough for me. I am guilty of a dreadful selfish crime. I rob myself of all my precious time. My first gig here in this neighborhood, we had a little band I thought was good. Parked my old shotgun, bought a used PA. We got a quarter run, drank it all. To play. I am guilty of a dreadful selfish crime. I robbed myself of all my precious time. One thing I had just two ways to go. It all comes down to living fast or dying slow. I am guilty of a dreadful selfish crime. Myself of all my precious time. I am guilty of a dreadful selfish crime. I robbed myself of all my precious time. Yesterday, just like This criminal is dangerous.
That's T-Bone Burnett turning the attention to himself. The Criminals, that's from his very fine record called The Criminal Under My Own Hat, back from 1992. And Robert Earl Keen, Dreadful Selfish Crime, from his record Gringo Honeymoon from 1994. And here's one of the great unknown folk singers, Eric Taylor. Name of this song is Delia, and he joins that with another song called Bad News.
See old Curtis looking high, man. You see old Curtis looking low. And then you see old Curtis in his fine and his sweet Delia slipping out of somebody else's back door. She's gone. Solid gone. And she was all he had. Now she gone. Delia's mother weep, man. Delia's father moan. Well, they took poor Delia to the graveyard, man. Never brought her home. Now she's gone, gone. Solid gone. And she was all he had. Now she's gone. Well, you can take your rubber-tied taxis, man, you know, your double-seated hacks. Well, you took my Delia to the graveyard, boy. Never brought her back, and now she's gone. And she was all I had, now she's gone. Now Delia, she tells Curtis, she said, now listen here, Kurt, you can't stay around here no more. And Curtis, he answered this sweet Delia, darling, with his faithful 44, and she was gone. Gone. And she was all he had, now she's gone. So Curtis asked the judge, he said, now, listen here, judge, now what's my fine? And the judge, he said, you better jump back, boy, because it looks like 99. She's gone, 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 solid gone. Boy, she was all you had. Now she gone. Boy, she was all you had. Now she gone. Looks like bad news from heaven, baby. Bitch is back with twos. Someone rolled a seven, and St. Peter got the blues. Looks like bad news from heaven, baby. Bitch is back with twos. Someone rolled a seven, and St. Peter got the blues. She never loved me and we just lived in sin. You know she never loved me and we just lived in sin. You know she never loved me and we just lived in sin, sin, sin. She wants a brick house up in Bakersfield and a Mercedes Benz. And I said bad news from heaven, baby. Bitch is back with twos. Someone rolled a seven, and St. Peter got the blue. Well, if you want to get to heaven, I'll tell you what to do. You gotta grease your foot with a mutton stew. And when the devil come after you with him greasy hand, you just slip on over to the promised land. Well, they were two little imps, black as tar, trying to get to heaven in an electric car. But the wheel just slipped on down the hill. Never went to heaven, went to Jacksonville. Never went to heaven, went to Jacksonville. Never went to heaven, went to Jacksonville. Man, they never went to heaven, went to Jacksonville. Like bad news from heaven, baby. Bitch is back with twos. Someone rolled a seven, and St. Peter got the blues. So Curtis knows that he's done wrong, you see. He's trying to give himself some forgiveness, but he knows he's never getting out, and he knows the only way he may get out is if he called a prison doctor up and he says, "Listen, man, I got something bad wrong with me. Send me something down here to help me sleep." Doctor sends him something down, Curtis drinks it and goes to sleep, and he has himself a blue dream. He dreams himself out the cell, and he looks back at his bed and says, "Never again," and he dreams himself down the hallway. He dreams that he takes a right and he goes down by the captain's office, man, and he dreams that he can smell the captain's coffee as it burns there. And he dreams that he can hear the captain rattling his papers in there, and he dreams himself on out the back door and across the yard and to the gate. Curtis dreams himself through the gate and up the hill to his mother-in-law's house, and he has a drink with her. He has a drink with her.
takes himself further on up the hill to Delia's grave, and he walks up to Delia's grave, let's say maybe, and he dreams that he takes the toe of his boot and he kicks a little dirt up onto her grave there, and he dreams that he scratches his head, and he dreams that he scratches his ass. And courtesy of Delia, darling Delia. Now, honey, how can it be? How you loved every one of these rounders, girl, but you never loved me. Now you're gone. Solid and gone. Well, you're all I had. Now you're gone. And courtesy, Delia, darling Delia. Honey, how can it be? How you loved every one of these rounders, girl, but you never cared that much for me. And you gone, 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 Sully gone. You were all I had, now you're gone.
Shoulder. Well, it might have been a bluebird, I don't know. But he'd get stone drunk, talk about Alaska, salmon boats and 45 below. He said he got that blue wing up in Walla Walla, and his cellmate there was little Willie John. And Willie, he was once a great blues singer, and Wing and Willie wrote him up a song. They said, it's dark in here, can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes, and I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where there ain't no fall on a poor man's dream. They paroled Blue Wing in August of 1963. He moved north picking apples to the town of Wenatchee. Then winter finally caught him in a rundown trailer park on the south side of Seattle, where the days grow gray and dark. And he drank and he dreamt a vision of when the salmon still ran free, and his father's fathers crossed that wild old Bering Sea. And the land belonged to everyone, and there were old songs yet to sing. Now it's narrowed down to a cheap hotel and a tattooed prison wing. Hey, it's dark in here, can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes, and I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where there ain't no fall on a poor man's dream. Well, he drank his way to L.A., and that's where he died. and no one knew his Christian name, and there was no one there to cry. But I dreamt there was a funeral, a preacher in a cheap pine box, and halfway through the sermon, Blue Wing began to talk. He said, "It's dark in here, can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes and I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream."
Tom Russell, Blue Wing, from his 1992 record, Poor Man's Dream. That was the first Tom Russell song I heard maybe 15 years ago or so, and I've been a fan ever since. And Eric Taylor, very long version of a song called Delia, an old folk song, and he joined with that his own song called Bad News. That's from a 2001 record called Scuffletown. Very fine record, and I wish more people knew about Eric Taylor, and I wish he would record more. Now we've got a very beautiful and sad song. We're playing songs related to criminal justice one way or another today, and crime and criminals. This is Joan Baez.
Quite freely, no younger than 12, no older than 17. Thrown in like bandits and cast off like criminals. Inside the walls of Red Wing. From the dirty old mess hall, you march to the brick wall, too weary to talk and too tired to sing. Oh, it's all afternoon, you remember your hometown. Inside the walls of Red Wing. Oh, the gates are cast iron and the walls are barbed wire. Stay far from the fence with electricity sting. And each keep your head down and stay in your number. Inside the walls of Red Wing. Oh, it's fare thee well to the deep hollow dungeon. That takes you to the screen. Farewell to the minutes they threaten you with it. Inside the walls of Red Wing. As the rain rattled heavy on the bunkhouse shingles, and the sounds in the night, they made my ears ring. Well, the keys of the guards click the tune of the Cloud prison, and some of us will go on to echoes from inside the walls of Red
about you guys yesterday. Well, I'd been here three times before, and I think I understand a little bit how you feel about some things. It's none of my business how you feel about some other things, and I don't give a damn how you feel about some other things. But anyway, I tried to put myself in your place, and I believe this is the way that I would feel about San Quentin. San Quentin, you've been living hell to me. You blistered me since 1963. I've seen them come and go, and I've seen them die. And long ago I stopped asking why. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you. You cut me and you scarred me through and through. And I'll walk out a wiser, weaker man. Mr. Congressman, you can't understand. What good do you think you do? Do you think I'll be different when you're through? You bend my heart and mind and you warp my soul. Your stone walls turn my blood a little cold. San Quentin, may you rot and burn in hell. May your walls fall and may I live to tell. May all the world forget you ever stood. And may all the world regret you did no good. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you.
My first day in prison, I was wondering what to do, praying that all the things I'd heard weren't really true. The guard told me for my own good, I sure better cut my hair. He laughed and said, it's your ass, boy, myself, I don't care. They gave us prison clothes and took us from the street. When the convicts started whistling, I felt like a piece of meat in a livestock show. And the world outside don't wanna know. Well, good time Slim, he walked right over and pulled up his seat. Squeezed my knee till I wanted to cry and said, hello, new meat. My friends had all told me, when the con comes on strong, get him talking about wise in, 'cause no con never done wrong. I'm feeling like a cornered rat, looking to make my escape. Said, Slim, what are you in for? He laughed and said, rave. And I thought, oh, no. But the world outside don't wanna know. jail if you want to stay out of trouble. You only got two choices. You can be a Bible thumper or the crazy who hears voices. Crazy is a good role if you don't spot your game. And even the cons lay off the ones that preach in God's name. I let on I was crazy. Everyone left me alone. But I never knew till later that my heart had turned to stone like a lava flow. And the world outside don't wanna know. The cons are playing cards when a new kid came that day. A winning hand gets him first tonight, was what I heard him say. In jail you have no ears or eyes if you want to stay alive. And it's easy to forget about fair when you're trying to survive. I heard the kid scream at night as he beat him to his knees. I wanted to go and help him, but all I did was squeeze my head in the pillow. And the world outside don't wanna know. Little Black Jack was playing fair. Moose hit him from behind. Jack told Moose, "Play ball, man. You're getting beat 'cause you ain't trying." Well, Moose fouled Jack once again. Jack took him to the floor, and he did not let him up until Moose cried no more. Next day in the dining hall, there was a muffled sound. As the line moved forward, little Jack lay bleeding on the ground like a crumpled crow. And the world outside don't wanna know. Early one morning, the captain came. He had some news for me. Parole board had decided they were gonna set me free. Outside, I could find no work, forget my college degree. You're an ex-con, they said, and nothing we can do, you see. I'm just about to hang it up when I got to singing in the streets. Music saved my life, and now I'm in adversity with my past in tow. And the world outside don't wanna know. Well, I recall the vow I made as I walked through the prison gate to fight for reform, to fight the prison state. But I've not changed a single jail, though I swore that I would. I don't go near them, and I know that I should. And the only reason I'd kill someone is to keep from going back. You can think what you want of me, but you didn't see little Jack die so slow. Truth is, none of us want to know.
That's Brian Bowers, the prison song from his 1982 record that is called Home, Home on the Road. I heard Brian Bowers sing that in concert many years ago, and he told the story that this is a true record, a true story, and a powerful song. And Johnny Cash, before that, San Quentin, telling about how he would feel if he was in San Quentin. That's from his live record at San Quentin. We'll wrap up the second hour with Tom Waits.
It's the same with men as with horses and dogs. Nothing wants to die, James, they killed in a game with guns too big for their hands, just off St. Charles in no man's land. And you'll have to find your own way home, boys. You'll have to find your own way home. The oldest was Troy, an 18-year-old boy, shot dead in March in a robbery. His brother started out to hell and to ruin. Troy's killer was never caught, they say. Young Nick, he just went bad that day. Now he'll have to find his own way home. Boys, he'll have to find his own way home. Why cook dinner? Why make my bed? Why come home at all? Out the door and through the woods, there's a world where nothing grows. It's hard to say grace and to sit in the place of someone missing at the table. Mom's hair sprayed tight and her face in her hands, watching TV for answers to me. After all, she's only human and she's trying to find her own way home. Boys, she's trying to find her own way. Ache, my heart is sore. The well is full of pennies.
Tom Waits, Fall of Troy, from the record Dead Man Walking, music from and inspired by the motion picture. You're listening to Wavelength.